Shabbat Shalom.
Everybody's rushing. There's so much that we bat mitzvah, Rosh Chodesh, there's a lot going on. Take a breath. Sort of settle into this moment because we're going to read Torah. And I love this Torah portion. So I used to work in a day school. And when I worked in the day school, my favorite thing to do was to stand in the carpool line. Because I love to greet people. You may notice that I'm also usually in the back of the room greeting people on Shabbat morning or whenever there's a program too. It's not only because I have shpilkes, although I do, I can't sit still. But I love to greet people. And when I was in the school, and even here, we just sent Shiri to kindergarten this week, my daughter, first one. I love listening to what parents say as they drop their children off. So in the carpool line or at drop-off, you hear all sorts of phrases like, don't forget your lunchbox, tuck in your shirt, do you have your belt, did you grab your homework, make sure that you have your listening ears turned on. It goes on and on and on. And it's so fun in the beginning of the year to hear what the reminders are because they're very different than at the end of the year. Because we're coming back from summer. So at the end of the year, the reminder might just be like, you know, don't kick your friend on the playground. The beginning of the year, it's all the logistics about getting ready and being in the right place at the right time. And I like to think that we read Parshat Re'eh, our Torah portion this week, during what's usually the first week of school, because it's this smorgasbord of laws and rituals and reminders. It's like God's drop-off list. The Israelites in the story are getting ready to land in Israel. They've been on this journey. They've been in the desert. And now we're nearing the end of that journey. And so God is just giving out list of laws and rituals to get the people ready. It's the tuck in your shirt, don't forget your belt list that God, this nervous parent, is giving to the Israelites to ensure their growth. And I feel like when you read all of these rules, it can be overwhelming. When you have too many rules, too many restrictions, too many lists in front of you, I don't know about you, it makes me feel like I can't do it all, and I get paralyzed. And I feel like the Israelites have that kind of feeling as they receive these laws. And one of the laws just sort of stuck out for me as like the one that I probably would have been able to listen to. It's chapter 12, verse 8. And the text teaches, this is the ultimate guideline for success in community. You shall not act at all as we act now here, every man as he pleases. If every person always does what's best for themselves and themselves alone, then the community will fail to succeed. Think of an unruly classroom. One child is screaming, running, taking things from another, doing whatever they want. And that space, there's no safety. There's no cohesion in the community being built. Instead, if we listen to this one mitzvah and then start to listen to the others that come after it, we act not only with our own interest, but with the best interest of everybody else included in our community. We need clear guides to tell us how to behave, to guide us as we transition from summer into school, to guide us as we look at the world around us and explore the different feelings, the different ways that we might feel like we need to step up. It's important to remember that guidelines, whether in a classroom or a speed limit, or the way that we treat each other, are there because it ensures the best success of everybody included in our community. Parshat Re'eh reminds us that, yes, we all have our own vision, we all have our own values, but we are a part of something bigger. And we cannot act just for ourselves alone. We must act for the communities in which we are living. Shabbat Shalom.